Reading from the Gospel according to Luke. An argument started between the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus knew what thoughts were going through their minds, and he took a little child, set him by his side, and then said to them, "Anyone who welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. Anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. The least among you all, that is the one who is great." John spoke up. "Master," he said, "we saw a man casting out devils in your name, and because he is not with us, we tried to stop him." And Jesus said to him, "You must not stop him. Anyone who is not against you is for you." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. Now here's a problem for a saint. Saints want to change the world, but saints also wish to renounce power. You know, power is dangerous. So how can you change the world unless you take upon yourself some power? Now, some saints have held office, have been powerful. Some saints have been kings, or popes, or medieval bishops running a great deal of what we would think of as secular life. That power was thrust upon them. They didn't seek power, yet they still sought to change the world in a different way from those who do it through power. So how do you get around this paradox? How can you change the world without having to take power upon yourself? Well, today's feast is the feast of St. Vincent de Paul, and the real Vincent de Paul, not the rather mythical figure who merely fed poor people. It's a very good example of how a saint can live with power without exercising it. The trick is to simply be in the power of God. The great saints never feel that their life is being shaped by their own thoughts or plans. They never feel that they're making things happen. They're much more conscious that things happen around them. Things happen through them. They're in the power of God. Don't exercise that power. Up close, Vincent de Paul might not look like a saint at all. He lived in an aristocratic country. Never tried to change that. He himself was a loyal Frenchman. Also loyal to the many strange behaviours and structures which had grown up in the French church. He was chaplain to an aristocratic family, the Gondis, and they himself provided the archbishops of Paris. Even very inappropriate people from their family were placed in that position, and they held that position as much for the money and power involved as for any spiritual work which could be done for such an important archbishopric, Paris. And Vincent didn't struggle to change these things. And yet he's one of the great saints. And in fact, in his life, he changed a great deal. Not the system, not the structure, the human hearts, the way people lived. They changed a great deal of around them by changing himself, first and foremost. And he would say he didn't change himself. He would say God changed him through the circumstance of his life. How to be a changer of the world without seeking power. Sort of like jumping into a boat without oars or a rudder. In that boat, having hope, faith, trust, then the boat can take you where it takes you. Vincent himself did, of course, look after the poor. In a very particular context, he looked after the poor in the middle of wars, the Great Civil War, associated with the group called La Fronde. They also managed to care for the poor by teaching aristocrats to care. He built all sorts of invisible bridges between people, not the structures, the way people lived. And he himself was very much part of aristocratic Catholic France, which in many ways had Catholic form but had detached itself from the wider Catholic Church, a very military, very political Catholicism. But Vincent's charity grew, and very mysteriously too. It's very hard to say quite when Vincent became a saint. At the start, he's a priest, but quite a worldly priest. He's looking for an income. So many priests did then. Priests often held jobs which were quite secular. They farmed, even be butchers in a village. Vincent grew because he learned from other people, because he was simple. His first parish, he was amazed that the parishioners sang office. But so many priests ignored office. He learned from that. He learned from captivity, when he was captured by slave traders. Then he escaped with the help of his master, whom he persuaded to return to Christianity. And all the time you think from the outside, this is a man who changes nothing. He never challenges the system, he never tries to alter the structures. But then, at that time, that was wise. Altering the structures itself merely led to violence. And of course, as we know, eventually the structures would be swept away by violence. The trouble is the violence didn't end then. It continued. But Vincent's way, Vincent's life, Vincent's heart are still with us. And though we live in a world which encourages us to change things, which has, in a way, structures which are about change, freedom and democracy, as we call it. Even in those structures, even in those possibilities, always you have to come back to yourself, to change yourself, to be humble, to be in God's power, to be like the child in the gospel. Never to say it has to be us who change things. What matters is things change. What matters is we grow. The good saint is always happy to see other people being saintly, being caring, being loving. Anyone who's not against you is for you. That applies to Vincent. It applies to us. We're in the power of God. When we pray, when we stop, we must know that the power of God is much greater than we can conceive. We're just children, and God is great.